B-Pod Studios.
It's Thursday.
You up?
Are you up?
Are you up yet?
What might this here be?
This is your wake-up call.
This is your wake-up call.
This is a wake-up call.
I don't believe I ordered a wake-up call.
Well, you're gonna get one.
Okay, all right, calm down.
Sorry, I just haven't had my coffee yet.
Okay.
All right.
So now let's get this show started.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 5:39, Thursday, April 8th. Shout out to my cousin Carol. It's her birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday, Carol.
Very nice lady. You know, she'd appreciate that. She listens to us.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Loves the show.
Amazing.
Loves the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Despite everything.
I wouldn't give her that. You know, that's what I said. Really? Okay. Anyway. So I'll tell you who the 80s artist of the day is. But, you know, after watching TV last night, and seeing my umpteenth Tom Selleck commercial. Have you ever seen one of the Tom Selleck?
Well, what do you usually have to watch to get a Tom Selleck commercial? Like a DIY?
Like a lot of, yes, yeah. History Channel.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's talking to people
of a certain age
who want to do a reverse mortgage.
Oh,
God. You know what I'm saying?
The old reverse mortgage.
Fonzie was selling those.
Yeah. So now it's Tom Selleck.
Okay.
And he has such a way, he just draws you in.
Really?
First of all, Tom, hair still. Remarkably dark.
Very hairsuit.
Mustache. Nobody wears a mustache like Tom Selleck.
Nope.
And when he talks.
Groucho Marx, maybe. That's it.
When he talks, you listen. He's got this thing, and I've figured it out. He talks on the commercials like he just can't be bothered. But look, I'm going to tell you about this.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't important.
Right.
I mean, look.
I'm busy.
I'm busy.
I have an avocado farm.
And I'm on a park bench for some undisclosed reason. They found me. So.
Yeah.
All right, look. I wouldn't tell you this if it wasn't going to win you $500. Okay?
Okay.
So, 8 o'clock. Right?
Yeah, this is exactly how we do it.
Yeah, we're going to play Billy Joel. Now, look. All you got to do is text in the word that the DJ's going to tell you. That's that easy. Okay, look,
I got to tell
you.
I've only caught that commercial occasionally.
That's what it does.
But you've done it very well.
I mean, that's the
it
tone.
It is that exasperated sort of Tom Selleck. Like, I have stuff to do.
Right.
But if you need me to sit down and tell you how to do this,
right.
Fine.
I'll tell you one more time.
Yeah. Look, I wouldn't tell you. You know, if these people weren't nice. All right? It's a reverse mortgage.
Yeah.
It's the only people I would ever do this for.
Uh-huh.
So. Trying to get my Ferrari out of
exactly.
Line.
That's right. Okay. Did you get that?
So yep.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Wow. Billy Joel.
8 o'clock.
Wow. Well,
I wouldn't tell you if I didn't
okay, if
didn't
it wasn't.
Think it
yeah.
wasn't Billy Joel.
That was
I would have
said
that part. Yeah. Okay. 8 o'clock. Billy Joel. Now you get it?
I get it.
Perfect. He's worth $500 7 times today. Don't miss
Start
it.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 5:56. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Thursday. And you're about to hear for some folks trying to get to work, not so happy. Brian will check your traffic first, but she drives faster than Tiger Woods on the way to work just to get here for you.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay.
Here's LBF. What's happening?
Fast.
Yes.
It's 54 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by the Jimmy Fund. Vehicle inspections will be suspended at least through tomorrow in Massachusetts. The inspection program has been paused for more than a week after a malware attack. There's a grace period for anyone with an expired inspection because of the issue. Jon Stewart is coming back to television. Apple TV Plus announced the problem with Jon Stewart will premiere in the fall. The show is billed as a one-hour single-issue series which will focus on topics in the national conversation. Each session of the new series will have a companion podcast to go along with it.
I respect what Jon's done. I really do.
What do you mean?
Oh, just gone gray. Doesn't care.
Oh.
Gray beard, gray hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I respect
pretty,
that.
That's good. I'm glad you respect that.
Yeah.
Would you ever do something like that?
I don't need to.
Oh, that's right. Because you're naturally wonderful
in
every single way. Practically perfect in every way. And the Masters tee off today from the Augusta National in Georgia. Fans will be able to attend this year's event, but only in a limited amount.
Hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
I'm going to have a pimento sandwich at 3:15.
Dave Falcone made up a drink for the Masters, and I'm going to have to go find it.
Please do.
I think it's called the Green Jacket. In sports, the Sox beat the Rays 9-2 yesterday. Their first road game is today in Baltimore. The Bruins are on the road tonight to play the Capitals in Washington, and the Celtics beat the Knicks 101-99 in Boston. They host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. Weather today, clouds and sun, and a high of 57.
Okay, thanks. Let's get to it. Brian, you got some traffic reporters.
A lot of problems.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of problems. Yeah, Mike from Dorchester gave us a call. Thanks, Mike. This is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Big problem. It's on the expressway southbound at Exit 8 Furnace Brook Parkway. All lanes are blocked because of a crash. People are actually getting off Exit 8 and then right back on again. Auto Parts.
Yeah, the Masters today, 3 o'clock. That'll be fun watching that. Is Dave's drink green? Is that why you call it the Green Jacket?
I think there's green chartreuse in it.
So it's greenish.
It's greenish.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we used to do that. We used to make makeup drinks for like occasions.
Yeah, just an excuse to drink, but I like it.
Right.
I like it. Well, maybe we should tell you in the tone of Jim Nantz who to listen to today for the you're the 80s artist of the day.
You should do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, friends. Be sure to listen for Billy Joel. Maybe a piano man. Hmm. Maybe, you know. Bottle of red, bottle of white.
That's right. Thanks, Jim. 8 o'clock, we'll be doing that.
Can I golf class?
Billy Joel. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So we play Billy at 8, okay?
Oh, my God. I would die if we talked like this. I could never go to
That's
the Masters.
That's how they talk. Yeah,
I'd fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, you have a couple of those drinks and pimento sandwich. You're going to be fine.
Okay. Pimento sandwich. Yes. Yummo.
Yes, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. Hello, friends.
Oh, my God.
Coming to you live from Amen Corner.
Amen. Okay, 8 o'clock. It just makes you do it. 8 o'clock, Billy Joel, $500.
I want to scream.
Be here.
Be in the Butler's Cabin.
Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
You're gonna be cool.
Yeah, brought to you by Dunkin'. Dunkin' delivers. If you order now with Uber Eats, you'll get $5 off your order when you spend $15. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid through 4/12. Terms and conditions apply. It's a one-time offer. LBF, what's cooking?
You're doing it wrong.
Doing what wrong?
Well, cleaning.
Oh, cleaning wrong.
I mean, that one of the things.
Sure. Well, now, I've tried to help you with cleaning all week.
I know you have, right? But I have some helpful tips for you, Bob.
Okay, I'm all ears. Brian, what do you got?
I've got an amazing story of Bay, the Basenji in Framingham.
Basenji. Okay.
It's a great story. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to lose weight, you got to do this slowly. Slowly.
Oh, I bet you I know what it
is.
It's no fun to do this slowly.
Well, then maybe you've been doing it wrong your whole life.
Probably, Bob.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
Here's what you've been doing wrong.
Oh, here we go.
Cleaning.
Ah.
Cleaning mistakes you didn't know you were making. And I have a couple of these.
Okay.
Dusting surfaces with a dry rag, useless, especially if you have allergies. It makes the dust fly everywhere. It has to be a damp cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid. Okay. Not soaking wet.
Okay.
Not cleaning your pillows. Your pillowcases once a week, but every month or so, you should wash your actual pillows because they're disgusting.
I never do that. Really?
Right.
Really?
You're doing it wrong.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that?
No.
Yeah.
You just have to wash them. You do. Because they, like, full face dirt.
I just get a new one, but that's
Oh, you do. Oh.
They're cheap.
New pillow time.
Burn them every month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Marshalls.
Oh, really?
Back Marshalls pillow section.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever's on sale.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, don't clean it. Buy a new one. Cleaning stainless steel in a circular motion
don't
can
act
leave
like
marks.
You don't do that. Come on.
Right. Stainless steel in a circular motion. Don't do that. It leaves marks. So look for the grain in the steel and scrub with the grain. Clean your remotes and light switches. They're disgusting. And washing your windows on a sunny day is a mistake. Glass cleaner, it dries
too fast. It's hot. Like when you wash your car in the hot day.
Yep.
Like,
don't do it. It leaves behind ugly streaks. So do it at night.
That's good.
On a ladder.
That
seems like a good idea.
To me is fabuloso.
Still haven't used the Fabulous.
I know you haven't.
I'm sorry. I haven't gotten
whatever.
I'll buy it when I see it.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll believe it when I see it. But okay. Go ahead. Okay, Brian.
All right. Well, back in June of 2016, nice family. Renee Perry, she got a nice dog. Mm-hmm. 1.5-year-old Basenji. They named it Bay.
Aww.
Ah, going to be great.
Yeah.
Until Bay went missing.
What happened?
It got out from, I believe it was getting, groomed or something. It got away. Ugh. It was a rescue, so it was kind of skittish. It was a street dog.
Mm.
Never heard from Bay again.
Yeah.
And then in 2019, Needham area got some reports of a stray animal, but it was very cagey.
Yeah.
Couldn't cagey be caught.
Animal. Right.
But they finally caught this animal. They thought it could have been missing dog Cannoli, but no, it wasn't.
Cannoli.
It wasn't Cannoli. It was Bay.
Bay.
They caught Bay.
Yeah.
They scanned its tag. It had the the little tag in there.
Yeah.
They contacted the family.
Mm.
5 years, Bay has been living on the run.
Jeez.
And they said Bay hasn't missed many meals. Wasn't a skinny dog.
No.
Oh, hey.
Wow. There were plenty of families that were, giving a little handout.
Mm.
And,
wow.
Been reunited with the family that adopted him 5 years ago, And now
happy
she's
ending.
Back.
Nice story.
Family.
Nice story. They were on Baywatch for 5 years.
That's right.
Yeah.
Baywatch.
Baywatch. 5 years. Got him.
Didn't even see that coming.
That was good.
You sure? You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Okay. It was coming in slow motion right down the beach.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, you want to lose weight? Anybody? I'm not looking at anybody. Just anybody
you
wants to lose
just
weight.
He literally looked at me and then knew better and was like looking around like, anybody?
The guy on the truck on the expressway. Anybody?
Yeah. Nice, Bob.
Well, here's how you want to do it if anybody does. Eat slowly. And I'll say this. You, LBF, are one of the slowest eaters I know. You can make a muffin last for like an entire show.
And yet.
Yeah. No, you are a slow eater.
Uh-huh.
Like you'll have these little things, and I'm always amazed because I'm gulp, gulp, gulp.
Yeah, well,
good for you.
You haven't seen me in a group, though. I get a little aggressive.
Okay. Like a stray dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Researchers tracked the height, weight, and BMI of 800 kids. They asked people to report their eating habits and how quickly they eat. The team found a strong link between obesity and people eating food quickly. So that's what it is. All this time, the link between speed and weight was present in both adults and kids. My wife's a super slow eater, too.
Yep.
So I'm always done way before she is, which I got to go help her.
You're going to finish
that? Right. That's the problem.
So now I get it.
Yeah, working it down is fun, though.
Weighing it?
Yeah.
I'm just passing this on in case anybody wants it.
Sometimes I forget I ate it, and I go for that last bite. I'm like, I already ate it.
That's the worst feeling.
Isn't it?
Yes. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 627. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Going to be 57 today and clear 43 tonight. A lot better tomorrow. Sunny and 63. And Saturday, it's about 70.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
That's great.
Not too shabby at all. Sunday, maybe some showers and a high of 60, but who cares? I'm watching the Masters. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So you'll know where you'll find me. All weekend.
Great.
Not that you're looking.
That's what I do every Sunday. I wake up. Where's Bob?
Oh, sure. Okay. This guy here in Germany cracked the code on how to rob a bank and get away with it. You want to know how he did it?
Yes.
First of all, I can't believe they don't have cameras, so they probably will eventually catch him. A guy in his 20s robbed a bank in Germany Tuesday. He pulled out a gun, demanded money, and took off with a bag of cash. But when the cops asked the bank staff and the witnesses to describe the guy, they couldn't. You know why?
Why?
They were too distracted by his awful 80s style tie. Extremely colorful tie. So that's all they all remembered. The police said he did it very cleverly. Everyone focused on his ugly tie and didn't pay attention to his face. So he's still out there, and the police don't have any leads. Don't they have cameras?
Yes, not. Maybe it's like in like a little German village.
Maybe.
Like Hansel and Gretel.
But his tie was so bad, right? It was so bad.
You can wear something that's so bad that people can forget what you look like.
Yeah.
All right.
Right?
Excellent.
I would suspect any high school science teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know what? They do have bad ties.
Bad ties. Mm-hmm.
All right, good to know. Who needs a mask when you have a tie?
Just wear an ugly tie and you'll get away with anything. How about, I don't remember, but God, that tire.
Yeah, really.
It was really ugly. Yeah, it's a pro tip. Anyway, what do you got coming up in Dirty Laundry?
I'm very excited because I have this information. The best feet in Hollywood, according to a weird dude with a foot fetish.
Male, female?
Male, female feet?
Yeah, just female
feet? Just keep it female feet.
Okay, that's good.
Because I think most guys have a foot fetish, and girls are like, no.
Girls
I'm going to, like, yeah, and I don't mean to, like, categorize.
Girls don't have feet fetishes.
I know a woman who has a foot fetish.
Is that right?
I do. She loves men's feet.
Don't out her.
I know, but she really
She'll
does.
She'll have to wear a really big tie. Okay.
Like, right, really loves them.
6:30, right. A lot of traffic to talk
about. Okay. She listens.
Stay tuned, weirdos. Okay. Yeah, we got a lot of problems.
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
LBF, I'm telling you, this is risky business. You talking about fetishes on the radio.
It is dirty laundry.
I'm nervous.
And if you got a freak flag, let it fly.
Sure.
This is 2021.
Okay, here we go.
And I have the best feet in Hollywood, according to a guy in New Jersey with a foot fetish.
Okay, so we're going to an expert. Okay.
Oh, yeah. All just right. Some dude. Mm. All right, but before I get to that, Tom Brady is admitting that perhaps it wasn't the wisest choice to throw the Lombardi Trophy from one boat to another. Mm. Here's what he had to say about the whole situation.
First of all, there was not a lot going through my mind at that point. I mean, that was not smart for a couple reasons. One is, if we drop it, that's a little bit of a problem. But the worst thing that could happen is the edges on that trophy are so sharp. And had those things clip one of my boys in the other boat, it would have been an ugly parade.
True. Let's think again. But yeah, right. He was so hammered that nothing was going through.
He
his
never
mind.
Apologized to
the woman whose father
up with it. He didn't apologize to her.
Well, it was a collective apology.
He didn't owe her one either.
No, owing apologies is a weird thing. He was on Good Morning America yesterday because he's going into the NFT business, non-fungible something.
Yeah,
money. It's the new money. It's the new Bitcoin.
How's Strahan's teeth? Was that just
an April Fool's joke? We're all set.
It was a prank.
Yeah, it was a prank. Yeah. It was all right. It was as far as prank goes. No one got hurt. All right. Sure. Let's discuss, you guys, the best article on the internet right now.
Okay.
It's on thecut.com, and it's about a woman who's a reporter, and it's called An Interview with the Man Who Keeps Uploading My Feet to WikiFeet.
Oh, my God.
WikiFeet?
WikiFeet, unbeknownst to me until yesterday, is a website where people upload photos of people's feet. So the fetish dudes, and mostly dudes, put pictures of, like, famous people's feet and in order to have the foot be put on WikiFeet, they have to be on the Internet Movie Database person. So you could be a director and have great feet or a writer. In this case, this woman.
IMDb.
So she called the guy. She found out who it was. Trickery.
Mm-hmm.
And she called him. The guy's 60 years old. He's from New Jersey. His name's Robert. And the interview goes something like this.
Yeah.
Robert, do you consider yourself a foot fetishist? Yes. Since when? Age 6.
Wow.
That's very specific. What happened when you were 6? Well, come to find out, he had a bunch of sisters, and then his sisters would bring her, their friends over to the pool, and they'd sit around at the pool, and when he was six, he would massage their feet. Boom! A fetish is born.
Wow.
Every time a fetish is born, so a person wiggles
feet?
Their toes.
Who's got the best
Robert,
feet?
Huh?
Robert. Robert.
Recently from New Jersey.
Oh, hey.
That ain't me.
All right. He likes Jennifer Aniston, Kelly Ripa, although he doesn't like her as a person.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale, Sheryl Crow. The best feet he's ever seen.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
Classic.
Wow.
Kate Beckinsale,
mm-hmm.
the reporter, her name's Laura Bassett, Grace Kelly, and Rita Hayworth.
Man, he's got
old school feet.
Yeah. He's no schlubs there. I mean, he's
going through classic Hollywood.
Yeah,
Grace, Marilyn, and Rita.
Yeah, he's going
You know, Kate Beckinsale, Jennifer Aniston, big ones.
Didn't say Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah. Well, here's the kicker, all right? You ready?
Yeah.
He had a quadruple bypass recently. This is the quote.
Jeez.
But you know what? When I was in Florida in the hospital, I had a couple of surgeries. I had the nurse coming in at night showing me her feet. I actually took her out to dinner a couple of times. I can just get girls out of their shoes. It's a thing I can do. So if you want to read the crazy story about WikiFeet and celebrities and people, it's going to be on WROR.com, the Dirty Laundry Podcast, later.
Oh, well, but I will say this. I mean, he's got classy ladies he chose. Like, these are all...
Yeah, no gnarly
classic
feet.
Classic Hollywood...
No weirdo...
No,
it's
like
throw mama from the train feet.
Yeah, but you know, people, there are actresses, because I notice shoes. I like shoes, and like, I'm like, oh, those. And then you see the actress, and they have gnarly feet.
Yeah.
They have to stuff their feet into those shoes, so you got to be careful.
Good. This is a good report. Yeah,
Bob,
right.
Have you ever heard the time when LBF ran into the foot guy?
Oh, yeah, that happened to me.
We should tell that at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. My sister-in-law had an incident with a foot fetish guy, too.
I think a lot of people have them, and they don't realize that what's happening until
after. We'll talk about that later. Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, good. Good stuff. 648. Billy Joel is your 80s artist of the day today. So Billy's going to play on the even hours starting at 8 o'clock. In the morning till 8 o'clock at night, he's worth $500 each time. So be listening for your shot at the cash.
Every breath you take.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 656. Hey, Billy Joel is worth $500 to you coming up just after 8 o'clock. So just a heads up for that. Okay, LBF, what's going on?
All right, it's 54 degrees in Boston. Vehicle inspections will be suspended at least through tomorrow in Massachusetts. The inspection program has been paused for more than a week after a malware attack. The grace period for anyone with an expired inspection sticker is ongoing. The first comic book where Superman appears is now the most expensive comic ever sold. The 1938 book sold for $2.25 million at an online auction. That's a lot of money. And famous zookeeper Jack Hanna is suffering from dementia. His family revealed the news yesterday, saying the diagnosis is believed to be Alzheimer's disease. The 74-year-old is known for hosting a number of TV shows, as well as his appearances with David Letterman. In sports, the Sox beat the Rays 9-2 yesterday. Their first road game is today in Baltimore. The Bruins are on the road tonight to play the Capitals in Washington. And the Celtics beat the Knicks 101-99 in Boston. They host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. Weather today, clouds and sun and a high of 57. Coming up at 8:40 is Dirty Laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods. How fast was that guy going?
Yeah, and no ticket.
No ticket.
No ticket. Because nobody saw it. I didn't know
nobody
that.
Nobody saw it.
That's what they say.
If you don't see it.
If one scene, then they can't prove it. Apparently.
Wow. I mean, I think the proof is in the fact that he was in the hospital.
Well, plus his name is Tiger Woods.
I know. I don't like it.
Okay, fine. Ryan, it's been a busy day so far in the roads. How are they now?
They're clearing up, getting better. This is brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Okay, it's 6:59. And, coming up in an hour, Billy Joel is going to play. He's worth $500 on the even hours all day. Right?
Yeah.
So I was watching TV last night. I mentioned it. And Tom Selleck comes on.
Yeah.
To sell me something.
Mm-hmm.
If he's talking, I'm buying, whatever it is, because he is so earnest. So in that same spirit, here's how Tom would probably do our, 80s artist of the day.
Okay, go.
It would be something like, look, I wouldn't tell you this if it wasn't true, okay? You're going to have a shot at $500. We're going to do this.
on the even hours every day. It's just him to look. Look, if you want money, I'm not saying we're going to take your house. We're going to give you money.
Okay, good.
No, we're not. It's not a reverse contest.
It's actual right in your hands.
Every day. Yeah. Okay. So, 8 o'clock.
You all right?
We're going to play Billy Joel.
Honestly.
Okay, that's how it's going to go. And all you got to do, look, is text. Okay. Can you do that? Can you text?
Yeah, I'm already okay. Like, why are you yelling at me?
Look, I'm trying to give you money.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to take your money. I'm trying to give you money.
Okay, wow. I don't know.
It wasn't, I wouldn't tell you this.
I think it might work better with reverse mortgages.
Or a big black mustache. All right. Did you get that?
Oh, I got it.
All right, let me quiz you. Who's it going to be?
Tom Selleck.
No. It's Billy Joel.
Oh, more
80s, more variety. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
I'll give you $50 if you take off your top and you drink soup out of my shoe.
Danny DeVito. What movie was that from?
That's from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Ah, okay. All right. I was going to say, I didn't recognize...
Little weirdo.
Recognize that voice.
Yeah.
Another Jersey guy. Hey, and LBF, in your Dirty Laundry, you mentioned this foot fetishist who's got his own Wiki Feet.
He's part of Wiki Feet.
Wiki Feet is a huge
database of celebrity feet.
Uh-huh.
And not celebrity feet, like sort of minor celebrity feet. And there's an article going viral about the woman whose feet were up there who tracked the guy down and said, why you put my feet up on him, Wiki Feet? And he was like... Because I love feet.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating.
And it goes way back since he was six
years old. And
yeah.
It's just, and who he thinks the best celebrity feet are. And it's fascinating.
He said
and
his all time favorite is
Marilyn Monroe.
Look at that. He goes to
the classics.
He likes
Kate Beckinsale too, so he's
modest. He likes little feet.
Teeny tiny
what size
feet.
Did he say?
He didn't say size.
That's small feet though. He's not going big feet there.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I think he's probably like a good seven.
Yeah, I mean, seven and a half. Hey, yeah. Listen.
Really beautiful feet.
You see? Okay. So, LBF, you had a run-in with a foot fetishist?
Yes, Brian reminded me of a couple of years ago, probably 5 years ago, where I was at an event, a charity event at the Lenox Hotel, and I was in their little bar, and I had on a fabulous pair of shoes.
What? Go describe them, please.
Well, they were just these black...
Were they pumps?
Black, really high heel pumps. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to slow down?
I'm not your foot guy.
Right?
I'm not, but go ahead. I'm trying to paint the picture. Go ahead. You know what I like?
What do you like?
I'm a clavicle.
You're a clavicle guy? Well, I haven't seen my clavicle.
Go to Wiki Clavicle, then.
Yeah, Wiki Clavicle. Let me write that down. Wiki Clavicle.
I haven't seen my clavicle since the 90s, so they're well protected.
Yeah.
So anyway, this guy comes up to me and says, and I'm with my friends, and he's like, oh, God, I love your shoes. And I was like, thank you. I love them, too.
Okay.
And he's like, let me see them. And he crouched down in front of me.
Yeah.
And he was, like, touching them and then making me turn my foot.
Didn't you know at that point that's a little excessive?
I didn't realize. I feel like foot fetishes weren't as talked about back then.
Okay.
And so my friends were like, hey, this is weird. And I'm just like, and I was just super excited that he noticed my shoes because they were kind of expensive and everyone needs validation. And so I was just like, and I'm like, aren't they pretty? And he's like, yeah, really nice. And then he started to touch my foot and I was like, all right, well, now this is weird. And then I was like, well, thank you so much.
Now this is weird.
And all my
crouching
friends,
my feet was fine.
Yeah, and then he's like, "No, I really like them. I really like them." And then I went to the event. I had to.
How
leave.
Old was this guy? Describe just a little bit. You know,
well, I only saw the top of his head.
Did he have hair?
He had hair. Yeah. He was probably in his mid-40s.
Okay.
Yeah, old enough to not be able to control himself.
Right. Right.
And so,
did he touch skin?
That's when he started like my ankle, and I was like, "Oh, okay, we're good." Then it just seemed, Then I called off the dogs, so to speak. And then I was like, well, gotta go. See you later. Thanks for liking my shoes.
Yet, I asked you before, you couldn't tell if it was weird or wonderful.
Well, again, yes, I will cop to that because I thought it was wonderful. That somebody noticed how cute my shoes were.
Yeah,
and he was a guy. And let's be honest, you know, I'm not 20 anymore. I'm like, hey, I'll take it. But then when he started touching my ankle, I was like, this could get weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Now, my sister-in-law had an incident where she was in a changing room and just, you know, no shoes on, and somebody reached under the door, because it has that kind of half door, and just touched her feet.
Well, was it like a little kid?
And they, it was a man hand. And he ran away.
Oh, that's amazing. That's right up there.
Yeah.
I feel like
she's
mine
never
had a little.
Forgotten it.
Who would ever forget that? She's never forgotten it.
No, she's never.
I don't know. There's a man hand, and I'm in a changing room with no clothes on, and somebody reaches out and grabs my feet.
Never forgotten. You want to try that on?
No. Why is she crying?
She's never been able to buy clothes that fit since.
Yeah, you know, she hasn't. She won't go in a changing room. So there. I think she's going to Fergal Fanny's today.
I feel like this happens more often than we know.
I'd like to hear stories.
If anybody's ever come up to you and been like, I like your feet.
Yeah, or just reach out and touch your feet. That's a freak show. I'm just curious, you know, if you have 888-410-1057.
Good to know.
More, like I said, more of a clavicle guy.
Clavicles that stick out.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Means,
you know what a clavicle sticking out means?
Yeah.
She's going to let you finish her food.
That's my fetish right there. Oh, you're not going to finish that, are you?
Yeah, no.
No.
Oh, look at those clavicles. She doesn't finish a meal.
Nope.
Yes, I'm in.
I never thought subconsciously.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's right.
Wow, that's pretty brilliant there.
I'm right up front. I don't share.
Nope. I mean, that's Naked Eyes. It's Bob LBF and Brian. I just texted my sister-in-law and asked her where that happened.
Where foot assault happened?
Yeah. She must be sleeping and she didn't answer.
Or she's avoiding you.
Yeah. Maybe she's not over it.
I wouldn't be over it.
Just never forgot it.
That's a nightmare to have some hand grab your foot.
Right?
Like from underneath something. From, like, you know, a bed, a dressing room.
I know, and you can't see it.
Coming up the stairs from the basement.
Hi, ROR. Good morning.
Hi, this is Pat. I have a story about feet.
Oh, boy. Pat. Okay, Pat.
Okay.
I'm half awake.
Okay.
I just woke up and I heard this and I said, I got to call these people.
Okay.
I was at a wedding about 10 years ago and all dressed up, you know, and I was, you know, just kind of a newly single mom and this whole thing. And this guy walked across the dance floor and I thought, oh, wow, he's going to ask me to dance. Oh, my gosh. And so he came over and he stooped down and he said, excuse me. He said, I hope you don't mind, but I work for a foot fetish magazine and I'd like to photograph your feet.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's like being discovered in Hollywood.
It is.
Like, you know, a model.
At the old diner.
Yeah.
Well, so, Pat, wait a minute. So, before you tell me what you did, what size feet do you have?
Oh, my God.
We need to know. I want to know what would
size
make...
Size 8. And I had these beautiful shoes on.
Of course you did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I thought, is this a compliment? Is this what being single is like now?
Well,
kind of.
So, wait, what'd you say?
I kind of laughed. And the people at the table with me, you know, they were just looking and I just made a joke of it, and I said, oh, you know, you're just kidding. He says, no, I'm really not kidding at all. He said, you know, if you want to give me your number. And I said, oh, no, I don't think I'm interested.
What?
Wow,
that is the easiest modeling job ever. You don't even have to go on a diet.
Isn't it?
I mean, my God. I'd be like, yeah. And, oh, yeah. I mean, that's amazing.
A pickup line?
It might have been. I really wish you'd pursued this.
I know. I know. You could have been.
Just for my own personal entertainment.
Wow. Well, you got to be flattered, right? To start, it's flattering, right?
Well, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
It must have been unnerving, though, for you being newly single and being like, is this what's going to be happening to me now? People are going to be coming up and be like, I work for a foot fetish magazine, and that's proper conversation for a wedding.
And there's a magazine
that's
for that.
Right.
Yeah, it's not crazy. Anymore. It's all digital now. It was 10 years ago. Yeah.
All right, Pat, we all need to know, how's life now these days? Did you ever meet anybody after being single all those years?
Oh, wonderful. 10 years later, I met, like, the love of my life.
Does he like feet?
Okay, fine.
He likes me from head to toe.
Let Head to toe.
Nice.
This very it's a biggie. Think of the same thing. Went wee-wee-wee all the way home.
Pat, aren't
Bob
you glad
is
you
so
called?
Uncomfortable.
Aren't you glad
he
you called,
like
Pat?
This.
We gotta let her go. She was nice enough to call.
Wants to talk more.
What you doing, Pat? You gotta go.
Pat, thank you for chiming
Pat.
In.
That's so funny.
We needed to know there are
jealous.
Other.
Jealous.
You should be jealous.
I know, the guy never asked me to take the pictures of my feet. He just touched my ankle, and I was like, "Eh."
Okay. Bye, Pat. Thank you.
Bye, bye.
Very nice. Hey, coming up with Morning Court, we're moving off the feet. We're off the feet. We're off our feet now.
What are we on to, Bill Belichick?
We're on to Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah is. I think you would like Sarah LBF because she's chill. She's fun loving. Mm-hmm. And she loves a good joke.
Does she?
And a fun prank.
Okay.
So she recently did a prank that did not go over so well. Okay?
Okay.
For April Fool's. So I think the joke might be on her. She's a little upset because she upset somebody. Plot twist.
Uh-oh. What? I love a plot twist.
Do you want to hear the plot twist?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give it to you. This is from my sister-in-law.
The one who's...
I said, okay. Hey, we were just talking about you. Where did that happen where you had to run in with the foot guy?
Okay, go.
She texts me back. Ew, I was at the old Rich's in Nashua. I was looking up at the curtains for sale they had hanging, and I felt him kiss my foot.
Oh, this is amazing.
And I looked down and was like crouched down at my foot. Then he just got up and walked away like no big deal. And I was standing there like, what just happened? I had on flip-flops. So he kissed my skin.
Street juice.
Puke emoji.
You have really beautiful feet.
Maybe it was a dare.
I don't know.
Or
plot
maybe
twist.
It was just a thing.
Yeah, I think it was a thing. Ooh, so there you go. That's the end of the story. We are done. We're off the feet.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house.
Yeah.
Like your Amazon Echo. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session, and we have Sarah on the phone with us this morning. Hey, good morning, Sarah.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
All right. Sounds like Sarah's smiling. I like it.
Oh, I see what you did there.
But will she for long? Okay. Sarah, are you in trouble? And if so, why? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. I am in serious trouble, I guess.
Okay.
On April Fool's, I pranked my 7-year-old niece with a classic, like, you're invisible prank.
Now, what is the you're invisible
okay,
prank?
Okay, so I've seen this. It's like you... pretend you can do a spell and make somebody invisible. You usually have to do this on young kids.
Right.
And then you make them invisible, and then the whole family pretends that the person's invisible. So the kid usually, like, you know, panics for a bit. And then it's like, ha ha ha, all good.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
So what?
Unless you're 7.
Yeah.
So how'd it go wrong? What's the deal?
So I watch her after school once in a while, and my teenage kids and I totally pulled it off, and my niece, you know, really bought it. In fact, she flipped out.
Yeah.
All the way out. Mm-hmm. Started getting scared. And I was laughing and trying to calm her down when my brother walked in.
Okay.
And that's when it kind of got ugly.
Oh.
Okay.
Why? What happened with your brother?
He was mad. He was super mad, but he comes from, you know, a pranking family. Our pranking family.
Yep.
Yeah. So you kind of understood, but it was my sister-in-law who was livid, furious.
She didn't like it because your niece
kid.
Flipped out?
Yeah.
Was she crying? I mean, was it?
Yeah. She was okay. Like,
it happens.
You know,
pranks.
Prank gone bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you say you're sorry, move on, right? I mean, what's the big deal?
No, she's not talking to me, and she says she doesn't want me to watch my niece anymore.
Wow. She's mad.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been canceled.
Yeah. You're invisible.
Yeah. Wow. Good point.
Wow.
I guess so. Yeah. So I thought it was harmless. I think, you know, kids shouldn't be that sensitive. And she didn't, my niece really didn't start crying until, you know, my sister-in-law showed up. And then it was like, started getting upset.
Yeah, sometimes they play it up for the parents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These kids.
So you have a sister-in-law with no sense of humor.
Well,
I mean, or overly sensitive? I mean, is that
to be fair?
Fair,
she's protecting her kid, okay? So, like, from, like, one perspective, like, you made her kid cry, which, as a parent, sometimes you can get a little ticked off at. But, on the other hand, those pranks are hilarious.
Right? So, that is interesting dilemma. I'm sure you've apologized, and that's not enough, right?
Well, I also posted on Facebook, is that bad?
Okay.
For whom? It's not bad for me.
Yeah.
All right. So you kind of, this is interesting.
Got a lot of hits.
Yeah. We got a lot of hits. And one of the hits on you, because if you've been watching her after school, the question is Sarah an insensitive aunt, or is she just trying to have fun with her niece and keep the mood light? Is she, Sarah, bad aunt?
The bad aunt,
or is she the fun-loving aunt?
I know, she's the fun aunt.
I think you're fun, but
I mean, tears.
Okay, Sarah, stay tuned. We're gonna have folks call in, maybe help you out, or maybe they'll either side with you or they won't. So we'll see. Okay.
Oh boy.
Welcome to Morning Court, Sarah.
I know it's gonna be fun.
You can disappear now. All right, Sarah, stay tuned.
Okay.
All right, 888-410-1057. Let's see if we can help Sarah out of her bind here. Mm. Did she go too far, or is it no big deal? What do you say? 888-410-1057. So I've seen the video of this now. And the kids, this was one that was, you know.
This was this particular.
Years ago where people got this prank from. This girl was probably 7 or 8 and freaked out because they were so good at convincing her she was invisible.
She thought she was.
That's probably what happened. All right, so come on. So now that she can't babysit or see the kids alone?
Well,
she can't be trusted?
What she's capable of.
The bad aunt. All right, what do you say? Let's see if we can help her out, get back in the circle of trust. 888-410-1057. Sarah's all ears, trust me. She wants to hear what you have to say. Okay, you just heard the crazy aunt. That's what we're struggling with today for Sarah. Sarah likes to have a little bit of fun. She had a April Fool's prank go bad. She did that where the kid disappears. You make him disappear.
Yeah.
That was awesome, right? The kid was probably in 7 or 8 years old. They convinced her she was invisible. And then it was too much for her to take.
She cried, and the mother got mad. My mother's done this to kids.
Is that right?
She dressed up as a witch, and she was very convincing. And I have a friend, Tara, who still hates Halloween because of my mother.
Okay. All right. Let's see what Sean has to say. Sean, any advice for Sarah today or her family?
No, I'm with the auntie on this one. I don't think she had bad intentions of doing that. I think she comes from a family of jokesters, which is... No, that's just how families are sometimes. It keeps it light and keeps it fun. So, but the other part, too, is when this girl is 16 years old, they're all going to sit around and they're all going to laugh about this, including the older girl, you know?
That's what I like to say when I really tick everyone off. You're going to laugh about this.
One day everybody will be laughing about this. The other part, too, is if the mother makes a huge deal out of this in front of this little girl, she's going to be a drama queen her whole life. Everything's going to be drama. Drama.
Dang.
Well, see, now I'm wondering if the niece has got some kind of anxiety already. I don't know.
Or now she does because of the aunt.
Yeah. The aunt definitely does.
She does now. All right. Thanks, Sean. Sarah will be glad to hear that. Yeah. Boy. Okay, ROR, what do you say?
I say Sarah should remove the post, but the sister should get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice compromise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll do this.
The sister's taking it way too far.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's the crux of it. I mean, how are we going to teach kids, you know, to have a sense of humor and joke around if you're going to be that serious?
The whole family is pranking, so what's the difference? What's the big deal?
Right.
Yeah. Apologize, move on.
Lighten up. I mean, that's...
Exactly.
Maybe the brother just needs to come up with a good get back at her prank.
Oh.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Oh, yeah.
This cycle continues.
All right, Dave. We'll pass it on. She'll be glad to hear that. Okay.
Have a good day.
See ya. Darlene, we hear you're the crazy aunt.
I am the crazy aunt in my family, and I wouldn't want to be anything else.
Okay, so what kind of stuff have you done?
Oh, we have what the kids used to call, can we rent monsters this week, Aunt Al? And we'd call a monster store, and we do all kinds of weird things like that. And the parents would be involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're older, and they've got their own kids, and they tell me about the pranks that they did with us. And I asked them when they were younger, would you rather have a crazy aunt or a bored aunt? And they said, Aunt Al, we love you crazy.
That's it.
Right. I mean.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten in trouble for a prank with any of your relatives?
Never. Never, ever. And I mean, you know, if they trust us to begin with before this one prank, is one prank going to make them not want me to be that aunt anymore? I mean, the person that they like to stay with. And, you know, I think it's one prank. And and I think that, like you said, the little girl didn't start really crying until the parent came in. Mm-hmm. And, what kid doesn't? Oh, Mom, she's going to protect me. But no.
All right.
All right. Great. Thanks, darling.
We got you, though. Thank you,
darling.
Love you,
guys.
Love you. Bye. Okay, so now she's already apologized.
Right.
That she said that, and it wasn't accepted. What should she do now is really the question. To get
pay
back
for college?
Well, okay.
Therapy.
Short of that.
No, but like, what's the next step? Like,
she's already apologized. Not like she owes that, so she's done it, but it's not enough. So what should she do, if anything?
You gotta make it nice because they gotta live with each other.
And that's her niece, and she was very close, and she watches the girl. So let's see if we can help her out.
Talk to the niece?
I don't know. 888-410-1057. What should she do now really is the question.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
More at WROR.com. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Okay, let's play Super Smart now for $1,000. We've got Charlene from North Uxbridge on the line. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning.
Now, tell us a bit about yourself, Charlene.
Okay, I'm a mother of two, grandmother of two, and I work for a nonprofit human service agency that supports individuals with mental illnesses and developmental disabilities.
That's wonderful.
That's great.
And I bet you could use $1,000.
Absolutely, because I not only work in the business office for 40 hours a week, I also do a lot of overtime in the group homes.
Sure.
You're just a good person, Charlene. Thank you for listening.
I try to be.
Okay, let's see if we can get you $1,000. You know how it works. LBF's going to ask you the questions. Get them all right. You got it. And if you're not sure about a question, make sure you say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll get back to it. Charlene, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
How many sides to a square?
Two.
What crime family was featured in the Godfather series?
Yeah.
Where is the band Aerosmith from?
Mendenhall.
Where was Clint Eastwood mayor?
Carmel, California.
Who was Britain's first female prime minister?
Margaret Thatcher.
What did Christopher Walken ask more for on SNL?
Yeah.
What was the name of President George Washington's Virginia estate? A beaver was an attachment to what piece of human armor?
Yeah.
What does NFT stand for?
Non-fungible token.
What 80s McDonald's meal came in two different containers?
Happy Meal.
What crime family was featured in the Godfather series?
The Coen.
At the buzzer.
You got it.
All right.
Well, we're going to give you... I got seven, guys. Yeah. Did you count it? Seven?
Yep.
The Aerosmith, very specific. We would have taken
Boston,
but she seems to know better.
I know. All right, I'll take it.
Good enough.
Christopher Walken asked for more SNL. Asked for more cowbell on SNL.
I could have used a little more cowbell.
Mm.
A beaver was an attachment to the helmet. And the 80s McDonald meal came in two different containers. That would be the McDLT.
You remember that, right, Charlene?
Oh, I'm not that old.
Yeah. correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it the burger and bun on one side with then, the cheese and then the lettuce and tomato?
So it didn't get mush-a-mush.
Get wilty. Right. So that's it.
It was a very precious sandwich.
2 years ago.
What'd you say, Charlene?
Possibly why I had a heart attack 2 years ago.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Quit smoking cold turkey.
Well, look at that.
So hard to keep those turkeys lit.
You get that, Charlene?
Bell.
Quit smoking cold turkey. Okay, Charlene, you didn't win $1,000 today, but you did win a $100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's, okay?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, check out a location near you. Just go to notyouraveragejoes.com. Who are you going to take with you, Charlene?
I'm probably going to give it to both my children, and I'll take care of the two grandchildren.
What? You're too kind.
She's literally the nicest human being on the planet.
I know. You're too kind, Charlene. Wow.
I'd like to say, can I give a shout-out to all my people that I work with the business office?
Sure. Absolutely.
I love you all. Miss you, and I love working from home.
Oh, that's funny.
But we miss you. We miss you.
Thanks, Charlene. Bye, thanks Charlene. For the work you do.
That's great.
No, okay. Bye.
Hey, do what Charlene did if you want a shot at a thousand. She did great. 7 out of 10. Sign up at WROR.com. LBF's going to have the home version of the game up so you can play along and see how you do.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 8:26. Yeah, nice looking weekend, too, today. Partly sunny and 60, 43 tonight, tomorrow, 63, lots of sun. Yeah, probably be watching the Masters. Yes, friends. Hello, friends. Watch the Masters this weekend, but you got to get out. It's going to be beautiful.
Okay.
So don't watch too much, you know. Stand up and stretch those feet.
Oh, yeah. I'll wiggle my toes.
Wiggle your toes.
I don't mean to freak anyone out.
Oh, God. Man, about an hour or so ago, LBF did her dirty laundry. And you mentioned a website that apparently is...
Well, yeah, there's a website called WikiFeet. There's an article on The Cut going viral. And it's about a reporter who discovered that someone was uploading photos of her feet to this WikiFeet website. And she interviewed the guy with the foot fetish and who his favorite celebrity feet were. And it was fascinating.
Then you told your story where a foot guy or whatever
guy
was coming onto your feet.
Yep. He literally crouched down and started touching my feet at a bar.
And you didn't know. At first, I was like,
you like my shoes? And then I'm like, you might need to be arrested.
Because he's, were you wearing Louis Vuittons?
Louis Vuittons?
Is that what they're called? What are they?
Louis Vuittons, but not with a B, with a V. But no, I was not wearing Louis Vuittons.
It's not Louis Vuitton?
No, I was not. I was wearing a very, very pretty pair of pumps. I loved them, so I was flattered, but then creeped out.
Then I told the story of my sister-in-law, who had a similar thing happen, but what I didn't realize when I told the story that it was worse. She said that she was at the Old Riches store in Nashua, looking up at the curtains for sale they had hanging, and I felt a man kiss my foot. I looked down, and he was crouched down at my foot. Then he just got up and walked away like no big deal. She was just standing there like, what the heck happened? Oh, by the way, she had flip-flops on, right?
Yeah, which is like, summer is a key time with those with a foot fetish.
Never forgotten.
Sandal City.
Never forgotten it. Right? I guess you don't forget your first
foot.
So we have somebody's on the phone who thinks he might know who was kissing my sister-in-law's feet. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Paul. Bob, I have some closure for your sister-in-law.
There's no way.
And... So what happened was I worked for a store in Framingham, and there was a guy that worked there that had the company van that was at that same mall that got popped for looking underneath and checking out women changing. Mm. I think he kissed her toes.
Wow. So he was a toe kisser.
This was in the 90s. I think it was. This was...
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I think there's closure. I think he wound up getting deported.
Oh, all right.
They gave him the boot.
But I wanted to let you know, so she feels better, that I think the guy did get caught.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Even if he's not the guy, that alone should make her feel better.
Right.
All right.
Oh, my God.
And somebody
got it was awesome. Have a good one.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
It was awesome?
He drove off in a tow truck.
Yeah. Oh! Hey, now. Hey, now. It's catchy. Oh, boy. It catches you. Oh, boy. Yeah. So at least she feels better. At least one less perv is out there.
Yeah, right. You know, really, it's one like, it's, yeah, one less perv, one yeah. less building.
Wherever you are now.
Yeah, you know, it's it's a weird thing, but it's a thing, yeah. And if you are into it, wikifeet.com is your jam.
There it is. Jam. Wiki. Yeah, no, just, I would stop. That's enough. Coming up, let's get you back in the laundry.
Bob gets a little uncomfortable with the foot stuff. I just feel like he doesn't like feet.
I would never have a foot fetish.
Yeah,
no.
Like, I don't think you're into feet. Like, my brother doesn't like feet.
No. I told you, I like a nice clavicle.
All right. I know.
Right?
I know why you do.
And I know, and I love how you figured out why I like a clavicle.
Why Bob likes clavicles.
I didn't know either.
It's because when a person has very prominent clavicles, it means that they don't eat that much, which means that Bob gets to have seconds if the person doesn't finish their meal. Right.
Hey, nice clavicles. What are you doing?
Yeah. We're going to talk about Tom Brady, and Tiger Woods. Wow.
All right, so we're off the feet now. We're off our feet.
Yeah, well, he had the foot on the pedal.
Yeah, no, we're done. Very good. Some people call me the space cowboy. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Steve Miller Band and the Joker. It's 8:34. It's Bob Elton and Brian. Don't forget, Billy Joel, 80s artist of the day. Going to play again at 10 o'clock for $500.
All right, this is brought to you by Central Bank.
All right, LBF. What do you got?
I got stuff for you, Bob. I got Tom Brady apologizing, and I got a little update on that Tiger Woods sitch.
Okay.
All right, so Tom Brady was on Good Morning America yesterday talking about non-fungible tokens because he's getting into the money game. Because he knows football will last as long as he wants it to, but not forever and ever and ever.
I heard him say the other day, maybe it was on that interview,
maybe,
that he wants to just keep, he's got this, his fetish, throwing spirals.
Yeah.
He just loves it. Loves
cool.
A perfect spiral.
I wonder if he likes feet.
I don't know. You'll have to ask.
Giselle has, too.
Yeah, exactly. But she also admitted that throwing the Lombardi Trophy was not such a smart idea for many reasons, and here's what he had to say.
Oh, you're gonna tell me when.
Going through my mind at that point. I mean, that was not smart for a couple reasons. One is, if we drop it, that's a little bit of a problem. But the worst thing that could happen is the edges on that trophy are so sharp. And had those things clipped one of my boys in the other boat, it would have been an ugly parade.
Yeah, it would have been. Would have been.
He wasn't thinking. He was not of sound mind.
Let that be a lesson to everybody, that sometimes when you're hammered, you make dumb decisions. Yeah. All right?
And that he was.
And also, speaking of not great.
Did he apologize for that? Not that he had to. But with the video of him just, like you said, getting walked, someone helping him walk.
Oh, he's a grown man.
Remember he got off the boat?
I mean, I don't think
a little seasick.
He was with people. He wasn't alone. He wasn't driving.
I don't think he needs to apologize. But people were, you know, throwing some shade.
I wonder what it was like for his kids to see him that loaded.
That's the thing. He apologized to Giselle probably.
Probably. Like, yeah, I feel bad. Sorry, babe.
Yeah. Sorry, babe.
Heard that.
Yeah.
He tried to tell people he was faking.
He did?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, come on.
He's like, nah, that was just fooling.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Okay. Well, now that's it. Speaking of bad decisions, Tiger Woods, he was going awfully fast when he crashed that car and ended up in the hospital for 3 weeks and now is at home recuperating.
Never hit the brakes.
He was going 40 miles over the speed limit.
80-something
miles an hour on a curvy road with a car in a car that he was unfamiliar with early in the morning, possibly on painkillers. I say possibly because that's what I think.
Yeah.
And I have no evidence at all, but that video of him the day before talking to Jim Nantz and being
completely kookadoo.
You know what I enjoyed from that press conference yesterday?
Yeah, Brian.
They're asking the police guy, like, well, did you give him a sobriety test, field sobriety test? And like, No, he was in his car with broken legs.
Yeah, I mean, right.
No, we didn't make him walk a line. Yeah, he was broken in half. He
couldn't walk.
What I'm wondering is if they took blood from him.
Yeah.
That's when they can get him. They don't need a witness. That's actually true. That's how they get every regular person.
They can't get him on speeding because nobody saw it.
Well, so, but they might get him on.
We'll see if they get him at all. Let's not forget his name is Tiger Woods.
And finally, I want to mention Jeopardy because I finally watched Aaron Rodgers last night on Jeopardy.
Yeah, what you think?
Here's what I think. I think he is a handsome man, and I didn't realize how handsome he was until I looked at him.
Because he's always wearing a helmet.
Exactly. I was like, dang, helmets are not good if you're pretty, and you got to put it on.
Yeah.
He's got. So what I found interesting is that his voice and his cadence and his personality, the way he sounds, is so calm and basic and monotone.
Yeah.
But his face and his...
That's worth it for you, right? Just because he looks good?
No, but he looks like the type of guy with a twinkle in his eye and he like likes a good joke. I feel like one part of him is fun, but this is a serious part of him. He needs to calm down.
But I said he watched so much Alex Trebek because he wants to channel Alex.
Don't channel. You know what? What did they say? No. Be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
That's right.
All right? Yeah. So, wow.
Hey, listen, if you
and I'll take
looking,
him.
He's taken. I thought you were.
Shailene. Well, they're not married yet.
I thought you were too, but I what do I know?
Whatever.
Details.
Details.
He'd understand, wouldn't he?
Okay. Yeah, Dave would be like, that guy's a really good football player. Can he come over for dinner? Sure.
I don't blame you. That's fine. You done?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I think I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, you're out of the laundry room. Okay, Brian, it's 8:39. Let's check the roads.
And now, another episode of I Wish I Missed It News. Here's Bob Bronson.
Thank you. Here's the latest I Wish I Missed It News. A woman named Ayanna Williams from Houston has the Guinness World Record for the longest fingernails.
Yeah.
A total of 24, I'm not going inches, feet. 24 feet, 7 inches. She's grown them for over 30 years, but she just decided it was time to say goodbye. So a dermatologist cut them off with a Dremel.
Oh, God.
And here's what that sounded like.
Oh. Here we go. This is a big moment. Okay. We're going to go right here.
Oh, God.
I'm going to make the groove in there.
Oh. Oh,
good one.
Oh.
Ah.
Yay. Yay. Instant relief with the thumb. Instant.
Well, what do you think of your new hands?
I love it. They've been with me for years. 27, 28 years old. Uh-huh. It's a little emotional, but I'm not going to cry.
She has the Guinness World Record for females. And if you are so inclined next time you're in Florida, please do stop by. Is it the Guinness Brothers or the...
Ripley's, believe it or not, in Orlando.
They'll be on display forever.
Oh, that's disgusting.
All 24 feet.
Why would anybody do that to themselves?
They grew, like, in circles.
In circles. I've seen it. I've opened the Guinness World Records.
Okay. Other than that, wish you missed it?
I so wish I missed it. I wish... that's my biggest wish today.
It does beg questions, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It begs a lot of questions.
It's dead keratin.
Well,
she's
how
carrying do, around for yeah, 30 years.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
And how does she do certain things?
That hands only do.
Yes.
Like, I mean, well, she has something in her eye. Like, bare basics. Like, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, sure she has to, like, rub it from
the finger.
Yeah,
but you have to
finger.
Lift that thing up to your eye, and then you have to go like this. I mean,
how is she potty trained?
Exactly. She has to have a maybe.
Yeah, you know, here's some. She's got rings on her fingers
and bells on her toes.
I mean, you guess you can't take those off.
No, maybe
she
go
all the way around.
Oh, wait a minute. That begs another question.
Okay.
What are her toenails like?
I don't want to know. That I don't want to know. But now I'm going to have to Google longest toenails.
Oh, God, no.
I'm doing it.
See, you do have a foot fetish.
No. I don't have a foot fetish, but it's going to be disgusting. I'm going to go full tilt.
Okay. Well, that's another episode of I Wished I Missed It News.
Oh, you're going to wish that you missed this.
Okay.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
You have really beautiful feet.
It's 8:54.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.